This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Still have a lot more of your contributions to the big question. Go-to meal, what is it? Let us know. Bacon-wrapped meatloaf. That got the attention of our next guest, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Joins us to take your calls, questions, and comments. What would be your... Back home in Dickinson, on the coldest day, you had to have what to eat?
You know what? My mother and my mother-in-law both make beef stroganoff, and they make it very differently, and they are both fantastic. It is just the best comfort food ever. My mom tastes like childhood and no responsibility, and my mother-in-law's is just, it's just great, fantastic comfort food. So I have two different versions of the same dish. That is my go-to comfort food.
Here's another one. Cold weather meal. Bear Creek seafood chowder, clams, shrimp, scallops, fish, squid, a grilled tuna fish, and cheese sandwich. Great news. The grandson's just called, and they're coming over for the afternoon. Fantastic. How about that? Yep, there you go. So it sounds like a lot of folks have a go-to meal, and you can keep those coming. We'll get to a few of them before we're done on the program today. One other piece of business before we chat with Kelly about the news is a caller last hour asked about the open house, when to come by, and I didn't have the times in front of me. It's Tuesday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay, so anytime 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesday next week, come on by for coffee, snacks. You can sit in the studios, watch the show, see the building, and just spend some time with us. So those are the mark that on your calendar. Love to have you, and thankfully we'll have nice warm temperatures compared to this. You know, you're in a tropic compared to home right now, Kelly. Just so you know.
Oh, I know. Everybody in Congress, apparently, I mean, this weather front has moved all across the country. So, like, places in Georgia have like a 30% chance of snow, so they've shut down the whole state. And so, I've been showing everybody the map in North Dakota right now, and just kind of telling them, want to trade?
Yeah, no kidding. That's about it. I think last time we talked about the committees you were hoping to be on, judiciary being one, oversight being the other. Those committees are already meeting. One issue that's certainly getting some attention right now is, you know, the price of pharmaceutical drugs and how to do that. And on obviously this issue is not new. It's been around for a while. But what's your take on that? What are your thoughts on government's role in deciding the cost of prescription drugs?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different factors that go into place, but I'm a little encouraged in that I think this is probably an area where there could be some bipartisan support. You know, the president has made it a top priority out of the White House, and everybody agrees. I think you get into some fundamental, and I mean, I think these are just more philosophical disagreements between Democrats and Republicans. Republicans want to talk about maybe dealing with deregulating a little of the patent system, not necessarily at the patent office, but the FDA, and Democrats want to, I mean, and I don't want to trivialize this because I don't mean it negatively, but they want to make sure we regulate it better and smarter. And I guess I tend to lean towards work on some deregulation and make it easier, let the free market compete. But I do think there's going to be some movement. The costs have gone up astronomically, you know, inside of this whole healthcare debate. We've been having it for a decade. One thing I think everybody agrees on, that is, as pharmaceutical drugs continue to rise in cost, that weighs on insurance premiums.
How about the issue of, you know, whatever price control you put in to say, you know, we want them to be less here? And its impact, because of the size of this market from that, on innovation. I mean, that's basically what the pharmaceutical companies say. You do that, and we will not be able to invest as much in, you know, the products. And to their credit, I mean, you look at the drugs that were available 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, This research is paying off, and there are things for about everything now in the way of relief from medical conditions. So research and development is important. Do you buy the argument that there'll be less of it if you have price controls?
Yeah, I'm not sure I totally agree with the price control thing, and I think that's a really important point, Scott. The second pill costs 50 cents to make. The first pill costs $750 million. And so many of them that they do in R&D never actually get approval or even go to market. So you're dealing, I equate it to the old-fashioned wildcat drilling of oil wells. You know, you hit one, but you drill 9 dry hills first. So that one well not only has to pay for itself, but it has to pay for the previous 9. And we do have incredible innovations in pharmaceutical prices, and we're living better, we're living longer, and we're living healthier. And those are all great things for everybody. I think, and what we do is we grant them either a patent for the drug, or if it's a biological, they get what's called a period of exclusivity, say it's just 10 years. And I think that's the right way to protect innovation. I think the issue is if you have a 10-year market or 10-year time of exclusivity, then it should be 10 years, not 12 years, not 17 years, not 13 years. And there's ways that the regulatory system is being manipulated, probably is the best word, to keep that patent longer than it should necessarily exist. And I think that's somewhere where we could work on it right away.
Interesting. I also think the industry does deserve some scrutiny in the area of who they, who they give better deals to, right? So like Canada, you know, this idea that we're going to go to Canada and get our good drugs because they're cheaper there. The reason they are is it's a small market compared to the United States, and these companies sell the drugs into Canada's screwed up healthcare system at a different price point than they would in the U.S. That's not fair either, is it? I mean, it should be a level playing field where everybody's sharing the cost of this innovation in R&D, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Denmark's a good example. They don't have any price control, but they've done a really good job of creating some, I mean, in all honesty, free market solutions that have driven down the cost of pharmaceutical drugs. So there's, I mean, but it's, everything's different. I mean, we're population and geography and just things of that. We're more similar to the European Union than any particular country in the European Union. But it's something we need to get a handle on. I just want to make sure that the cure isn't worse than the disease.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us from D.C. today. If you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. One more time, that's 800-228-0550. You can also text me, 367-2054. You can text Todd at 226-8503. The other committee we can talk about is your work in the Judiciary Committee, where you have had hearings already on voter rights. Any particular piece of legislation that's on the docket?
Yeah, actually, this has been, and this quite frankly is a fairly partisan issue, and there's really no two ways about it. It's HR1. It was introduced by the Democrats in the House, and essentially they want to, I mean, the short version is they want to bring California election law to the entire country. And outside of anything else, I would argue that election should be over on Election Day and not 2 weeks after Thanksgiving. So it's those two hearings were going on at once, so I was bouncing back and forth. I'm lucky the rooms are right next to each other, but I actually spent more time in the pharmaceutical meeting because I think that's something where we can actually develop a policy that will help not just the people in North Dakota, but all over the country. And the other one was really more partisan. I mean, just partisan talking points. That the voting rights one, it goes to Judiciary, but it goes to, I think, two other committees as well. But I don't like, I love how North Dakota votes. I love the fact that we have the easiest ballot access in the country. But I think elections should be over on Election Day and not a month later.
Should the federal government be able to tell North Dakota how its elections are run?
Well, that's and that's absolutely the other answer. This is obviously, I mean, how it is done. It is done so differently in each state. And as I said, I mean, we're like North Dakota, the only state in the country without voter registration. I don't think a one size fits all package fits this. And I think North Dakotans are better at securing the integrity of our elections than Congress ever will be.
Barb in South Dakota on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Barb, for Congressman Armstrong. Barb, are you there?
Yes,
no, I am. Go ahead. Yep.
On prescription drug costs, I would like to see them banned from advertising on TV, just like cigarettes are, and hard alcohol. That raises the cost immensely for all these drugs.
particularly, I find it odd, you know, we all know the little blue pill commercials and all of that, but I mean, more recently, and, you know, watch a lot of, I don't get to watch a lot of TV because of, well, either campaigning or doing this, but, I find it odd that some of the commercials there are. I mean, it seems like such a small subsect of a small subgroup, and they're running a commercial for a very particularized drug. And I do think we should, in not just advertising, but also have a conversation with how pharmaceuticals and clinics and, I mean, work together to, you should promote a drug because it'll make you healthy, not because there's a commercial on TV.
Well, for one, the commercials are nothing short of like mini Saturday Night Live skits with all the side effects and everything taking up the majority of the time. But I don't know if American company makes a great product. Why not be able to advertise it? I don't know why they shouldn't be able to do that, to say, here's something that will help you with this particular cause. But I know people see that often from pharmaceuticals as a reason the cost is so high. I'd like to see it presented. You probably will in Congress. Hold tight. We'll ask more questions of Congressman Armstrong and your questions for him after that.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of three Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Park River, Lisbon, and Hope, North Dakota. At the meetings, NDSU Extension will discuss past soybean research conducted in North Dakota and the outlook and production issues for 2019. The program will provide information about all the major production decisions which have to be made in order to grow a soybean crop. Meeting dates and locations are Tuesday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Park River City Auditorium in Park River. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ransom County Fairgrounds Expo Center in Lisbon. Thursday, January 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the American Legion in Hope. For more information, contact NDSU Extension Agronomist Dr. Hans Kendall at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Below keeps a riffraff out. 40 below keeps a riffraff out. Why would you ever want to live in a place like North Dakota? Why would you ever want to live in a place like Minnesota? Cause 40 below keeps a riffraff out. We ain't got the problems that you're worried about. The crime is low, the air is clean. You better get ready if you know what I mean. That 40 below keeps a riffraff out. 40 below keeps a riffraff out.
I think for hearty North Dakotans and Minnesotans, that's been a line for a long, long time. I remember my mom, my grandmother saying that as well. Who's singing that, Todd? That's quite the...
Art Rude.
Little ditty there.
I do have my posted on my KFYR.com page, and we'll link it over to all the social media. It's so true.
I love it. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. Remember that whenever you hear a story about something happening in North Dakota, what is happening with that oil and natural gas is making America stronger. And through our abundance of talents, innovations, technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. It matters worldwide. With producers in our communities working together, we're securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. All of that happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more about this great resource, energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. Back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, another segment. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Did we have anything we hadn't finished on? I think you were going to give us an example of a commercial on TV that you thought was a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just there's one for like a very specific onset of blindness, and I looked it up, and it just doesn't affect all that many people. So I mean, I'm not in advertising, and they obviously know what they're doing. I just found it odd because it was such a small subset of a particular disease that I just didn't think enough people, I mean, nationwide had it, let alone were going to react to a commercial. But
and
like I said, they don't pay me to advertise, so.
You also explained something to me in the break about how there's some abuse of the patent system, because you mentioned earlier 10 years is traditional. So in other words, they invest a ton of money, and they are for 10 years able to have that brand be theirs and charge whatever they charge for this new innovation. After 10 years, it's supposed to go to a generic, right?
Well, yeah, I think there's difference between biosimilars, and biosimilars can't be patented, but they get exclusivity. But, yeah. And when they really do develop a new improvement or make the drug significantly better or the treatment better, I understand that. But, I mean, oftentimes you'll see them just change, like, the coating in the pill in order to, say, it dissolves a half a second faster in your stomach or something like that. But you're not really changing what the medicine does. And so those are the kind of conversations. I think it's a perfect example of, I mean, start with something simple. And what I would say, and I'd take my old North Dakota legislative roots, before you create a whole new bureaucracy, why don't we tighten up the laws we have so they are enforced better?
That makes some sense. Jamie in Bismarck for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, good morning. I just got a comment about the border wall. I've been hearing lately a bunch of these Democrats talking about just using drones and, you know, other whatever kind of technologies like that. But, you know, when they bring that up in the House, I'd like to see you actually stand up and say, you know, those things probably would work. But the problem is the next time we get a Democrat president in there, he just calls off the drones and the border's wide open again. I think anything short of building the wall is a joke. Because, like I said, whatever you do like that with technology or drones or whatever, I mean, you get a, you know, they just call them back. They just won't enforce using the drones or anything. They'll leave the border wide open again.
Yeah, I mean, I've been advocating at the same time. Let the experts make the decisions, because if the experts make the decisions, walls and barriers are going to be a part of this equation. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. And there is a place for technology. We secure the northern border almost exclusively with technology, but we don't have high volume traffic like they do on the southern border. And I think the whole debate and the narrative on this has really turned into, you can't build a 2,000 mile wall. Well, that may be true, but you can build walls in particular areas that help funnel both the traffic of human trafficking and also drug trafficking to areas where you can focus your enforcement then, which is where technology would be part of that equation. This has never been just go build a wall and call it done. This is going to be law enforcement, immigration judges, the use of technology, and the use of barriers and walls where they're needed. So, and that's the right way to secure the border. And the reason I know that is that's what the experts say is the right way to secure the border.
Oh, good. Just like I said, just so it isn't just drones, because, like, you know, that isn't going to work long term when you get a Democrat running the country again. So good luck, Kelly.
Well,
thank you.
Well, and they can't. And I mean, the one thing about a drone and the technology, they're fantastic, but they're not exactly going to apprehend anything.
Yeah.
I am starting to hear a lot more chatter from Democrats saying, well, we'll listen to the experts. That's kind of been their mantra this week. And I think that's a way of saying we're not going to listen to Donald Trump, who's, by the way, listening to the experts. But we'll listen to the other guys and use this committee to, you know, take some counsel from experts, which I see as progress. I mean, if they're saying, well, listen, the experts, seems to me they're trying to find a way out. What are you picking up? I mean, are Democrats wanting this to go away? Or?
All politics aside, I'm comfortable with that answer because I know what the experts, I mean, I know what the experts are going to say. And I think now, I mean, the politics of this issue, I think, are pretty interesting. The shutdown is over, and we're moving forward. And, I mean, there was very, very many Democrats who said they negotiate in good faith. And they, if they don't negotiate in good faith, they lose the argument, because I think common sense dictates that the argument is we need to secure our border. And this isn't just something Republicans have started saying in the last 2 years. This is things Democrats have been saying for 20 years. President Obama has said it. Chuck Schumer has said it in the past. Colin Peterson in Minnesota said it last week. So.
Yeah. Although it's said when there's little chance of it getting done. That's what I find interesting. And then when you got a president pushing for it, then all of a sudden it's a whole different story where you're not going to get $1 for this, you know. That's the unfortunate thing. By the way, there's talk also of not allowing future shutdowns. In other words, remove that. Now, we have February 15th, this deadline. If there isn't a deal on the border, the government could shut down again. Now, if there is a move to remove the shutdowns before then, obviously the president's lost all of his leverage. What's your take on whether or not shutdowns should be allowed?
Rob Portman's got a bill in the Senate that makes a little bit of sense. The problem with any legislation like that is, in order to protect the separation of powers, if legislation like that moves forward, it has to kind of hurt each branch of government equally, because otherwise one branch would have no incentive to solve the problem and the other branch would have to cave. But I think there's ways to do it in a way where, you know, essential functions continue to move forward, and also that everybody shares enough pain that the government, that there's a real reason to get in a room and negotiate. But if it gives too much power to the executive branch, I wouldn't support it. If it gives too much power in these situations to the congressional branch, I wouldn't support it either, even though I'm a member of that side.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have some leverage, right? Otherwise, you're never going to. There's going to be times like there just was, and without some lever and a pain point, then you don't get a breakthrough, right?
Yeah, and the pain points need to be spread equally, so one branch of government doesn't have an unfair advantage over the other. And it's important all the time, but it's really important now. We have a divided Congress.
Very true. Great chat, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Thanks a bunch. We'll chat with you again.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to chat with you. We'll let him go. Get back to it. More committee meetings. More things to do. All right, when we come back, Mike Summers of API, he is the new head, the president and CEO of American Petroleum Institute. What's he think about North Dakota? And what's the state of American energy? After this, don't go away. Listen close and learn something about saunas, hot tubs, wellness products from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Are all hot tubs made the same, Vince?
No, they're not. And as a matter of fact, yes, they're all perceived as a box of water, but they're not all the same. And the big difference with hot springs and its reality is three things. One, better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we can talk about in depth. We can show you, we can prove to you why they are what they are. But in reality, those are the three things that determine whether you use this product a lot or not at all. And it's really your third biggest investment from your home, your car, and the hot tub. So we want you to use it, and we do the things that allow you to use it, and therefore we're not all the same.
Do yourself a favor. Come on into Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2 in Minot and Bismarck and Fargo, Grand Forks and Devil's Lake. Talk to the pros, and you'll know quickly there's a big difference. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
17 members of Congress, some from the U.S. House and some from the U.S. Senate, comprising the Congressional Conference Committee, are sitting down for their first meeting today to try to find a way to fund the federal government while coming up with border security funding that meets the president's requirements. Representative Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, says,
"This is an opportunity to solve this problem, to listen to what the experts had said, where the Speaker Pelosi would not listen to the experts,
right,
and let's solve this problem, make sure we're safe and secure."
The president tweets this morning, if they're not discussing a wall or physical barrier, then, quote, they're wasting their time. Tens of millions of Americans will face dangerously cold weather for the next couple of days. More than 30 states are under snow and cold weather alerts, and in 10 states, the Postal Service won't deliver mail today because of the cold. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Talk about my friends at Pucklage. Wow, they got some deals. Wednesday Wheels, we tell you about them. And we have another one-owner local trade. They're famous for those at Pucklage. This one is, get ready, 2017 Chevy Suburban LT package. Brand new, $70,000 truck. But hey, we got a deal for you. This one is on the lot, $44,995. And if you tell me you heard about it from us, you say, Scott sent me, $43,911 for a 2017 Chevy Suburban LT package. $70,000 new. You get it $43,900. 20-inch chrome wheels, all-wheel drive, heated and cooled leather seats. On a cold day like today, you love the heated steering wheel, too. That's what I'm talking about. Todd shouldn't be the only one to have one of those. Sunroof DVD for the kids, backup camera and more. Great for a hockey family or someone who needs a dependable style. Only 51,000 miles on it. Hop online. Check it out, PucklageValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, see it for yourself, 721 West Main in Valley City. Or online, Pucklage.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy, and PucklageValleyCity.com. As promised, we have the president and CEO of the American Petroleum Institute with us today on What's on Your Mind, Mike Summers. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Scott, great to be with you and with the Common Sense Club for once.
Well, there's a lot of common sense in this part of the upper Midwest, that's for sure, and including North Dakota, now the second highest oil-producing state in the country. Let's start there. As the new head of API, what role is the Bakken playing in what you're doing?
Well, look, I mean, the Bakken really is one of the most important components of U.S. geopolitical leadership at this point. Between the Bakken and the Permian, and all of the incredible production that's going on in the United States, we are the number one energy producer in the world, both in oil and natural gas. That's something that the American people, in particular North Dakotans, should be very proud of.
You know, it seems as though consumers don't grasp what, you know, it goes into this. The cost involved in pulling oil out of the ground, for instance, and the capital and the risk involved by the companies that pull it out of the ground. And all that is ultimately so they can have, you know, what I see today, $1.94, $1.99 a gallon gas, which is an enormous boost to our economy and really makes the American dream come true for people every single day. How do we do a better job of getting the consumer level respect for your industry?
Yeah, Scott, that's a really good point and something I think about a lot. I mean, you think about, you know, a lot of people on the East Coast and the West Coast, you know, they're paying, you know, $5-6 for a latte. But then they fill up for under $2. It's pretty amazing given what it takes, to produce a gallon of gas that we're really paying so little, really probably the lowest amount in the world. And that's really because of American ingenuity. And of course, we need to do a better job of telling that story. You think about the fact that were it not for the shale revolution that's gone on in the Bakken and in the Permian and in other primary basins, you know, our economists suggest that the price of gas would actually be twice as high. And you think about what that would do for the American economy, we would not be in the position of global energy leadership were it not for the American innovation that has occurred truly because of American producers.
And also, and the price stability right now, I know folks would always like it to be a little bit more if you're producing it, and so would royalty owners, but, you know, there's always that ebb and flow, but given what's going on with Venezuela, given what's going on with stability around the world, really that American supply has stabilized what used to be these crazy spikes, right?
Yeah, I mean, and think about it this way. Really, in the last couple of years, we've had a number of potential oil shocks. You know, the United States imposed new sanctions on Iran. Obviously, we have continued issues with Russia. This Venezuela issue is an ongoing issue, and of course, we support ensuring that the Venezuelan people have democracy in that country. But our foreign policy would be really hindered were it not for American oil and natural gas production. Think about trying to take on the petrostate of Venezuela if oil prices were what they could have been in under previous situations with such a shock from Venezuela. I mean, Venezuela is a petrostate, and they provide, you know, a lot of production, not nearly as much as they used to because of the regime that's in place there. We would not be able to take the kind of leadership that we are taking currently in ensuring that the Venezuelan people have a freely elected democracy were it not, again, for the incredible production that's going on in the United States, particularly in the Bakken.
Do you think that the designs of the climate change crowd, for lack of a better term, the extreme environmentalists we saw, the ugly parts of that funded by, you know, international entities in North Dakota during the protests with the Dakota Access Pipeline, do you think their influence, if you will, over the political process, over the American public and public opinion, is diminished these days, given the renaissance of American energy, or emboldened?
Well, you know, one of the points that we frequently make is that were it not for this fracking boom, this oil boom in the United States, we would not be in the position of energy leadership, but two, we wouldn't have been able to have cut emissions to the lowest levels in the last 25 years. That is only because of the natural gas that has been coming online that has kept prices low and the fuel switch that has gone on in the United States. This industry has an incredible story to tell, both in terms of record production. We're going to be the world's largest producer of oil and natural gas, and in terms of the environmental progress that we have made. And I think that's a story that we're trying to tell, but that's something that the environmental community should be applauding as well.
Give me your take of the Hill. You obviously have spent some time up there and served some of America's great public servants. You know, the state of politics today with Donald Trump as president, with a fair amount of the Republican caucus a little leery of the president's leadership style, fair to say, and then, of course, Democrats just full-throated in opposition. And it seems as though from the heartland here that it's a mess, that it's going to be very difficult to get anything done. What's your take?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that's one of the reasons why this industry and other industries need to continue to step up to provide leadership. I do think, you know, the American free market economy is what's really powering this country right now, particularly on economic leadership. You know, both political parties can't seem to figure out a way to compromise on the big issues facing the country today. And that's why, you know, industries and businesses have to continue to step up to show leadership. You know, the economy is in pretty darn good shape right now. And it's mainly as a result of, you know, our companies, particularly in the oil and gas field, stepping up and providing leadership, not just with record production, but also with doing it in a way that is sustainable for the environment. And that's something this industry and other industries should be proud of.
Well, we've sent you three pretty good ones. Senator John Hoeven, now we moved Senator Kevin Cramer over from the House, and in the House spot down in North Dakota is Congressman Kelly Armstrong, comes from an oil family, going to be a great congressman. So we're doing our part in North Dakota, just so you know, Mike.
You sure are. North Dakota has historically given great leaders to Washington. I know as the new president and CEO of API, I'm looking forward to working with all of them on these key issues.
What do you most want the consumers listening now to know about the state of American energy?
Well, I think one of the most important things is for folks to understand that the oil and natural gas industry is an important economic engine for the United States. We're providing record production in the United States, keeping energy prices low for American consumers. And, of course, that's good for the consumer pocketbook, Scott, but it's also important for our geopolitical leadership. We are no longer held hostage by a oil regime in the Middle East. And truly, the geopolitical capital of the world right now is no longer in Riyadh. It is in Minot, North Dakota, and Hobbs, New Mexico, because of the incredible production that has gone on that has freed the American consumer and ensured that we can continue to have global geopolitical leadership.
Mike Summers, the president and CEO of API, and I tell you what, that's invigorating to listen to, isn't it? For one, he is brings a ton of energy to that post as the head of the API, and obviously it's important for them to, I got to go there and make the case for this, make the case to the American public and talk a little bit about it. This industry for the lion's share of the last 30, 40 years pretty much keeps its head down, just does what it does. They're great in North Dakota, participating in different events, but they don't go out, talk a lot about what they do. I mean, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council does that from a North Dakota perspective very well. Nationally, it's just not necessarily done that well, so it's exciting to see him, I think, putting forward the right message and laying this out. So I appreciate what he's doing and looking forward to more conversations like that as well. So our thanks to Mike for joining us on the program. All right. We have Steve in Fargo. He's got a go-to meal for me. Steve, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I am great. You and I have talked before about homeless veterans.
Okay.
I thought I'd give you some. I was going to stay home and behave today, and my phone started ringing. I have a list of 5 different veterans that we're going to set up today or this week in new apartments. The Fargo VA has their homeless outreach program has been doing a fantastic job of getting these people into apartments. And then they call me because I work with VFW in West Fargo, and we have been supplying them with beds and bedding and what furniture we can find and microwaves and whatever else. It's great that they're getting into homes and out of the cold. It's also good that people have been helping me, and we are able to do this. Your friend Mike Lindell sent me a case of pillows this week to help up with the project.
He's the best. He's the best. I tell you, so are you, Steve, to doing what you're doing. How do you find the vets? How do you know, where do you go to find out, A, if they're a vet, and B, if they're homeless, and then convince them to get some help?
The VA's been doing that.
They do? Okay.
The VA, and then there's the Heart Project in Fargo that helps veterans who are transitioning, and they go out and find them. They do the vetting for me. I don't have to decide if this guy's legitimate or not. They figure that out for me. And then it's just a matter of I need to organize the help to get stuff moved in for them.
Fantastic. That is great. And you said you work with who? What was the name of your organization, Steve?
It's our Homeward Vets Project from the West Fargo VFW.
That's really... really incredible what you guys are doing. Thank you for doing it. We owe our debts a bunch. And what's your go-to meal today?
My go-to meal today? I'm not sure. It's going to be something with jalapenos in it, though.
That'll fire you up. Appreciate it, Steve.
Yep.
Keep fighting. Thank you very much for letting us know, and let us know if we can help in any way. Please. All right. More, what's on your mind after this timeout, folks? Don't go away.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hey folks, Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. It's the week of the big game, and you're still racking your brain over what dip to do or what side to serve for total success. Well, take a delay of game, or better yet, call a timeout and just go back to what got you here. A Pizza Corner Pizza! Loaded with touchdown toppings and generous amounts of champion cheese, Pizza Corner Pizzas will light up the scoreboard. Stack one today from your local grocery store and see for yourself why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste, that's Pizza Corner Pizza.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEbestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Top of the hour, brought to you by MyPillow. Caller was talking about Mike Lindell from MyPillow sending up some pillows for homeless vets. Isn't that nice?
That is.
That's what they do. That's how they roll. They have a whole foundation just for that. And a lot of the charities they work with, they make sure, look, no cost involved. Get it all to the end of it. That's just how they are. Get it all to the people that need it. So Mike Lindell at MyPillow. Makes more than just the best pillow ever, by the way. He makes mattresses and mattress toppers and pet pillows and travel pillows and those Giza sheets that are just phenomenal. MyPillow is introducing now the best mattress topper ever. I can say that 100% because I have one. 10-year warranty. All right? So it's, you're buying something that's going to last. You can wash and dry the covers. Made in the USA. As usual, it has the 60-day money-back guarantee. Sleep on it. And if after 60 days you just say, no, it's just not for me, send it back, you're done. Get your refund. Right now, our listeners are saving 30% when they use the promo code Scott. So do that, too. And when you do, they'll give you two standard MyPillows absolutely free. Call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, and use promo code Scott or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott there as well. Okay, so a lot of text messages we've not had a chance to get to yet, and we also have to pick a MyPillow Facebook winner, speaking of MyPillow. We said we'd give somebody that comments on Facebook a free MyPillow, so last chance to do that. On school closures, says this listener, parents should be responsible for their kids. Missing 7 days should not be used to hold a kid back. If the material is learned, whether you are there a certain number of days should be the determining factor. If a student hasn't learned the material, he should be held back, not passed on to the next grade because he'd been in a school a certain number of days. When I was in grade school, we had no school in January and February. Days of the school year, 135. Some schools are going 4 days a week now. What about the time the students who lose hours and sometimes days because of athletic and other extracurricular events? They're excused, but a school isn't able to have time off because of bad weather. My kids were in school. All country students had to have storm homes so they could stay in town if the weather was bad, so school could be held and buses didn't have to run. Interesting point. Send the homework home. Complete the lesson. Right? Exactly. Go-to food. My mom made homemade mac and cheese with crushed potatoes, chips on top, oven baked. When done, it had a crust ring around the cooking dish. To die for good. To die for good. Tried often to duplicate, never could. There's another recipe we'll take, besides the one we're waiting for from Ryan in Minot for the tomato soup he called in earlier. Town and Country Credit Union closed today, says another texter. Okay, thank you. Cheesy potato sausage soup. It warms the heart. Good morning, Scott. Could you please ask your audience how these electric cars are working out in this cold weather? Love your show. Thanks. By the way, a bowl of homemade chicken noodle soup is the best. So if you have an electric car, let us know. How's it working? By the way, how's that powered? How do they power a electric car, Todd? Where does the power come from?
Something about unicorns or something like that.
Oh, you just plug it into the wall, right? Yeah, there. Yeah, I just plug it into the wall.
Our cords just run over each other as we drive around. Maybe you're not keeping coal out of this mix. Nice try, folks. But
clean, beautiful coal, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, clean, beautiful coal. Kind of a little bit of irony in that. Grits. I don't need anything that sounds like a physical ailment. I'm completely with you on the grits thing. Thank you very much. Texter says, you can teach on the Bible, but as long as it's voluntary and not a mandatory class, it must include the other religions, too. And yes, atheism and Satanism, not just Christian.
Oh, boy.
Religion.
Really?
Scott, favorite winter soups? Salmon chop, filet, shrimp, mock crab, cream butter, roux onion, celery corn, bacon, calories galore, but wonderful. Ankh and fin. Wow.
Hey, when we teach geography, do we have to teach about the flat earth as well?
I think you do, yeah. FedEx and UPS are out delivering today. The United States Post Office is not. Somebody else noticed. Okay. There are so many of these, Todd. I'm just not going to get to all of them. You realize that?
Oh, yeah, I got so many, too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Unbelievable. By the way, speaking of coal powering cars, you know, my daughter goes to school that's known to be rather liberal out east, Todd, right?
Yep.
She actually had an energy studies professor have a whole discussion about coal fueling electric cars. So some wonders never cease. You know that? How about that?
There's hope, huh?
There is. Okay, so let me pick a Facebook winner for another MyPillow. Thank you for all the comments about my attire, by the way. I decided I'm going to wear the, what do you call that, like a babushka, or what do you call that thing? It's just it's to keep me warm garb, you know.
Right.
Speaking of coal, Jeremy sent us a note on this cold weather day showing that today the total megawatts used will be 86,429, of which half are coal, 42,656. Natural gas at 25 megawatts, nuclear at 12, wind at 4, and other at 2,400. How about that? So there's somebody who knows something about the clean, beautiful coal. I love it. And you got a MyPillow, Jeremy, on us. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to InterOfficeMD.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.